Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every day I get in the queue.
Welcome back. It's 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our new friend, Brian Rich. Brian is the author of Shift and Reset, Strategies for Addressing Serious Issues in a Connected Society. Brian, tell us how we can find your book.
Well, the easiest is probably to go to Amazon and type in Shift and Reset, but if you go to shiftandreset.com, you'll get some information about the book, and as often as I can, some thoughts from me about how we tackle some of the things that are facing the world today.
All right, good job. Brian, something I've been saying now for, golly, about probably 14 years since I've been doing my show, is that the problem is not change in our world, because change is not any different today than it was 2,000 years ago. A computer is just a fancy wheel. I've said that many times. The thing that's got everybody so excited is the velocity of change, how things have happened, changed so quickly, and it's affecting the marketplace, but it's also affecting a sector of the economy that you write about a lot in the book, and that's the nonprofit world, isn't it?
Yes. Well, I think as the speed of change and the speed of new tools come along, it really forces us to slow down and recognize what has always been true, whether that's in a relationship with a customer or the way that we treat employees and organize businesses. And for nonprofit organizations are good at some things, particularly humanizing and telling stories that help people to connect to the serious issues and challenges that exist in many cases all around the world, but not necessarily right in front of us.
But you're concerned...
But they're not good at other things. So
you're concerned that that there's so many new nonprofits, we're creating so many new ones, that it's diluting the delivery of solutions. Is that what it is?
Yeah, well, people think just the same as they think new technology is the solution to a problem. They think a new organization, another organization committed to solving some issue is the solution. It's not. There's real expertise that exists within certain organizations, and there are real gaps in their expertise. And the better thing to be focused on would be not creating more organizations and more awareness, but in fact applying the knowledge and the expertise towards really solving these problems. So in some cases, that's going to mean shutting down organizations.
Yeah.
In some cases, that really is going to mean merging up organizations that are both committed to the same issue but come at the problem from very different directions. And when you put those together, they're much stronger than they are when they're
apart.
But
you actually, in your book, you actually say stop creating new nonprofits. And I admit, in my life, I went a long time without having this happen, but in the last 4 or 5 years, I've actually met young people whose career aspirations were to start and run a nonprofit. And that was preposterous to me 30 years ago.
Well, yeah, but I would much rather have the career path of those, you know, those millennials and those people who are committed to addressing serious issues in our society be to, you know, ending hunger or addressing the climate crisis, not starting an organization.
Right.
Because the energy and the passion and the intelligence and the perspective that they bring, which is very different than a lot of the leadership that's embedded into the nonprofit community these days, that is valuable. But when you have to go and raise funds and build awareness and do all of these things to keep the organizational doors open, you're ultimately cannibalizing the impact of other organizations.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting further away from being able to solve the problem because you have to do all of these sort of institution building things. And you know, I don't think if they realized that what they were doing, I don't think these young people wake up and say, I really want to spend my life running an organization. I think they would say, I want to spend my life addressing this serious issue. And that's just a little, you know, tweak in the mindset that actually not only would reduce the number of nonprofit organizations, but I think would have a serious, serious impact in a positive way on addressing some of these
difficult
challenges.
So you think we have too many nonprofits?
We have way too many nonprofits, and we have way too much focus on competition and raising awareness about mm-hmm. this organization and that approach, as opposed to what I think sort of is underlying all that, which is a really deep shared appreciation for the need to, you know, end hunger, not just feed people, to address the climate crisis, not just, create new, models right. for alternative energy. I mean, there are some very basic behavior shifts that we as individuals and communities can make, but they're difficult and they require sacrifice. And, you know, the focus on how to get people to actually, you know, recycle more or turn mm-hmm. off the lights, only gets us part way. We really have to look at the root causes of these problems, and no organization is going to do that. That's about the intelligence of people, and in a connected society, we have a lot more of that to draw from.
What I've got about 30 seconds left, Brian. Last thoughts. What do you think? What do you think we should be focusing on?
Well, I mean, I wrote the book really just to sort of smack people upside the head and say, look, let's think about this differently, because on the other side of thinking about this differently, there's tremendous opportunity that exists today that, because of technology and the internet, did not exist a year ago, 5 years ago, mm-hmm. 10 years ago. So, you know, all I want is people to start asking those tougher questions, to start thinking a little bit differently. And I have confidence that, when we start doing that, that things are going to start to work out, or certainly we're going to break out of the same patterns that we know aren't working.
And in the marketplace,
that we can figure out.
For small businesses, our customers are telling us where to go. We actually don't
Absolutely.
Have to wonder what we should be doing. Our customers are saying what we should be doing. What we have to do, though, is we have to ask them that question. Give us the website again, please, Brian.
Shiftandreset.com, and my Twitter handle is at Brian Rich, BRIANRECH.
Thank you, Brian, for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time. Quick break, 29 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.